I'm Jennifer Barr. You can build the future of KAXE with your voice and support. Give now at KAXE.org.
I'm Nick Spitzer. Have you ever wondered about the man behind this voice?
This is American Roots from New Orleans. And if you like the music, tell all your friends. But if you don't like the music, don't tell nobody.
That's native New Orleans jazz drummer and raconteur Bob French. We'll meet our friend, the Frenchman, a little later this hour as he talks about reconnecting to the traditional music of his family and his return to the big not so easy after Katrina. In a couple of minutes, Bob French will also sing for you Kid Ory's Muskrat Ramble. Plus, we'll hear music from the annual Ponderosa Stomp, sponsored by the Mystic Knights of the Mau Mau. Right now, though, we've got King Oliver's New Orleans Stomp, played and sung by his one-time protege, Louis Armstrong, on American Roots.
Yes, New Orleans, the land of beautiful queens, the prettiest gals you ever seen. They'll tell you, yakety, 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 yak, in New Orleans, my hometown, you know. The land of the red beans. Don't forget those ham and greens down in New
Thank you. And she paid $100 cash just for me a suit of clothes. She come to the joint, a 44 in each hand. She said, stand aside all you women and men, 'cause I'm looking for my man. The old lady,
muskrat rambly round around, big fat tail dragging the ground. Looked at me, started to frown. You know I got to knock that muskrat down. I bought me a trap, I hid it in the weed. Knocked that muskrat to his knees. Heard him moan, I heard him groan. The muskrat rambled round. Oh, the muskrat rambled, he rambled round. Big fat tail dragging the ground. Looked at me and started to frown. You know I got to knock that muskrat down. I bought me a trap, I hid it in the weed. Knocked that muskrat to his knees. Heard him moan, I heard him groan. The muskrat rambled round. Muskrat ramble, ramble around. Big fat tail dragging the ground. Looked at me and started to frown. You know I got to knock that muskrat down. I bought me a trap, I hid it in a weed. Knocked that muskrat to his knees. Heard him moan, I heard him groan. The muskrat ramble around.
Bob French, our guest coming up there with his original Tuxedo Jazz Band, singing and playing drums on the Kid Ory tune Muskrat Ramble. Trombonist Kid Ory was one of the first great New Orleans players to move to that burgeoning West Coast jazz scene in Los Angeles in the 1920s. Before that, a 1930 recording in Hollywood with the stars of jazz and country music aligned together, Louis Armstrong and Jimmy Rodgers on Blue Yodel No. 9, all about life down on the corner in Memphis. Here's an old parlor song, long a favorite of New Orleans players, taken on by a daughter of Lake Charles, Louisiana. She built her career as a jazz pianist and singer, also out in the big L.A. It's Nellie Lutcher on American Roots.
On one bright summer day, the sun was shining fine. The lady love of old Bill Bailey was hanging clothes on the line in her backyard, and weeping hard. Now she married a bee, an old brakesman, who politely put her down, bellowing like a prune-fed calf with a big gang hanging around. Before that crowd, she yelled out loud, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? She moans the whole day long. I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent, 'cause I know I did you wrong. Can't forget that morning I chased you out the house with nothing but a fine tooth comb. I know I'm to blame, and it's really a low-down shame, but Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Bailey, won't you please come on home? She moans the whole day long. Now I'll do the cooking, the washing, and the scrubbing, honey. I'll pay the gas bill, the light, the rent, and give you a substantial allowance. 'Cause I know I did you wrong, Bill Bailey. I can't help admit it. I'm an honest woman, maybe wrong, but very honest. Now, I just can't forget that awful morning when I chased you out the house with nothing but a fine tooth comb. I know I'm to blame, but it's really a low-down, dirty shame. Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? I need you madly, William. Bill Bailey, won't you please come on home?
Ain't so good, and I've got no PhD, but there's more important things than a college degree. I think you get what I mean. I think you get what I mean. Your chick is all that matters. I think you get what I mean. There are ways to keep her happy, ways to lose the two. I don't take advice from no one. I know just what to do. I think you get what I mean. I think you get what I mean. Your chick is all that matters. I think you get what I mean. give her lots of kisses and dine her with good food. Work to keep her cheerful and in a loving mood. I think you get what I mean. I think you get what I mean. Your chick is all that matters. I think you get what I mean. She'll stay out late and you'll be feeling blue. Going out and have a ball, son, she'll come running back to you. I think you get what I mean. I think you get what I mean. Have yourself a ball. I think you get what I mean.
Nat King Cole on piano, 1947, with Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on bass, epitomizing that cool cocktail hour jazz coming from Capitol Records. Nat Cole, also a favorite of our guest this hour, Bob French. And we'll talk with that New Orleans commander of the radio waves and timekeeper of traditional jazz when American Roots returns.
Hey, it's Steve Inskeep with NPR's Morning Edition. 50 years ago, KAXE became the first rural public radio station in the nation, serving northern Minnesota. 50 years ago, the first rural public radio station in the United States. Great public radio starts with a mission to serve the community. From Morning Edition to All Things Considered to the local news and the Up North Report, KAXE keeps you informed. The goal is to strengthen civic health in rural northern Minnesota. Let's think about that, civic health, by making local government and elections more understandable and accessible and transparent before, during, and after the vote. So congratulations on 50 years to KAXE.
Your membership has gotten us here to 50 years of KEXE. Do your part. Text the word donate, 218-326-1234.
I'm Nick Spitzer. In the late 1940s, several New Orleans Creole jazz men got together in New York City and recorded French songs that were part of early jazz. One song, Les Oignons, The Onions, is about a street vendor advertising his wares in the French Quarter, including Belle Cala Touchot, lovely rice cakes, very hot. This is a new Cajun version of that old New Orleans song, played by Beausoleil on their CD Alligator Purse, and sung by their gros chien, that means big dog, Michael Doucet on American Roots.
Les oignons, tout le bon marché. C'est le ci, c'est le ça. Ma grand-mère tournait le dos. Les oignons, les oignons sous le bon marché. C'est ici, c'est ça. Ma grand-mère tournait le dos. Well, pour coucher,
hey, madame.
Pas monter,
no, madame.
Belle galade trop chaud. Belle galade trop chaud. Belle galade, belle galade, belle galade trop chaud. Well, pour coucher.
Thank you. Touche pas ton radio, babe. This is American Roots.
Oui, 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 oui
Elton Purnell get singing along there with George Lewis and his New Orleans Stompers shaking out the heebie-jeebies, recorded up north at Rudy Van Gelder's famous New Jersey studio, 1955. When Louis Armstrong recorded that same song in 1926, he accidentally dropped his sheet with the lyrics and scatted instead. And it was the scat that stuck in everyone's mind from then on. Before that, the New Orleans jazz duo Billy and Dee Dee Pierce, husband and wife team, with an ode to hospitalité Creole style in New Orleans, Elaba. Our guest this hour is Bob French, a traditional jazz drummer, local radio host, and trenchant commentator on the New Orleans scene, famous for his love of local music. He and I sat down to talk things over a little while back on a comfy couch before his show at the DBA Club downriver in Faubourg, Maryland. His father, Albert French, was a banjo player, but the band tradition goes back to the original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra early in the 20th century.
1910, it was started by Oscar Papa Celestan, and it was one of the bands that all the society people used to use.
Hello, everybody. This is Papa Celestan speaking to you from the land of jazz. We're playing for you right here in New Orleans.
The band was always dressed in tuxedos, and they played all the great halls and great homes, and they actually played the Eisenhower inauguration. And my dad was in the band that time.
Now, your dad was a banjo player, right?
Correct.
Oh, whip that banjo, buddy, whip it.
And then Celestine died in 54. Eddie Pearson, the trombone player, took it over for a year. He died. And then my dad took it over. And we had it until 1978.
And he went out as Papa French?
Mm-hmm. Somebody put that name on him.
What was your relationship to your father's music when you were young and growing up?
Didn't have a relationship, because I didn't want to play that BS, as I thought then. And I played R&B. When I started, R&B was popular then.
What was wrong with the old jazz?
Nothing.
Why did you not want to play it?
Stupid. I didn't realize how important music was until I tried to play it. I was living at home. I was still living at home with mom and daddy, and I got forced into it. One night, my dad, he's getting ready. I hear him, I got my door closed in the room, and he buzzed in the room. He said, what's your blue suit on? You're going to work with me. I'm like, going to work with you? He said, yeah. You know, you don't argue back to my daddy. Nobody's daddy at that time. We were raised. We were not half raised. And we going down and I said, you know, dad, you know, I don't know nothing about this music. And he said, I don't work. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. So when I walked in, it was the Fairmont Hotel, right? I got to tell you about this band. Jack Willis, great trumpet player, played with Ray Charles for years. Frog Joseph, one of the greatest trombone players that ever lived. The clarinet player was Joseph Cornbread Thomas. That was his nickname. Great player, great singer, great entertainer. The piano player was Miss Jeanette Kimball, number one piano player in the world as far as playing New Orleans music. And the bass player was the most recorded bass player in the world, Frank Fields. Frank Fields played on every hit that came out of the cities in the 40s, 50s, on, and then my dad. This is
a pretty big-time band for you to walk into to pick up on drums all of a sudden.
That's why I felt like 1 inch tall. I had no confidence, didn't know the music. Frog and Jack told me, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. First tune, one of them turned around and said, this is how the head of the tune goes. Yeah, okay, and I stumbled through that. As the night would go on, I'm saying, like, you're a dummy. You should know this music. You're in the house with this man all your life. Why don't you know this music? When we got off, I was so embarrassed. I didn't even want to take the money. You know, I should be paying them for putting up with my BS. That day, that night, was a new beginning. It's always been my desire, if I have a band, I always have some youngsters in the band. I saw the band yesterday, got a little kid, 25 years old. I wish they had about 150 million of those. This kid is a godsend. I needed a trumpet player.
His name is?
Shamar Allen. If you can grab the kid, show him the music. He said, well, look, man, you know, there's another life for you to live. I don't care that this kid has dreadlocks. There could be dreadlocks to the ground. But music is important.
What happened to you during the flood, the catastrophe?
I was smart for once in my life. I never left the city of New Orleans in all the years I've been here. Never. Because when there was a hurricane, you just battered the thing down and we hung, you know? But talking about this storm, I said, I think I'm going. I started packing, got my little cymbals. I'll be gone 3 or 4 days and we'll be back, you know? I stayed away. 5 months. 5 months too long. And I wound up in D.C., outside of D.C., in Accokeek, Maryland. Great little place to live. But I was born here. I'm going to die here. I can't live there and do what I do here. Wasn't no music there. Wasn't any of the food that I was accustomed to eating there. Was it New Orleans?
So, Bob, what is music able to do for the future of the city?
Well, if we got music, we got life. You know, if we ain't got no music, we ain't got no life. If I quit playing music, Nick, I'ma die. It's the only reason why I came back to New Orleans, to play some music. You know, because I think that I have something to say. This is one of the greatest cities in the world. Even with the ills that we have, this is a great city. I encourage anybody who has never been here to come and see. I encourage people who've been here to come back again. And not only come back again, but come back again and again and again. There's a great thing that's going on between Harry Connick Jr., Branford Marcellus, and their manager, Anne-Marie Wilkinson. They're building houses down in the Musicians Village, Habitat Humanity, with them. They're doing all they can to make homes for musicians. I have a home that's built already. I can't move in my house because I don't have any lights. I have a nice big yard. I hope to have a big barbecue pit out, and when you come in, I'll have it smoking, and I'll cook some barbecue, and we can sit in the lawn chairs in the back, because I'm going to grow some trees or whatever in the back. And hey, come and see me.
Bob French, the jazz drummer, radio host, and social critic. He was New Orleans' most beloved curmudgeon, and he moved into his new home in Musicians Village in the Ninth Ward shortly after our interview back in 2009. Bob passed away in November 2012. The original Tuxedo Jazz Band is now led by his nephew, Gerald French. We miss Bob. Coming up, a musical sampler of New Orleans' tribute to old-time rock and soul, the Ponderosa Stomp, when American Roots returns.
Holy cow, you guys, the World Cup is starting, and it's like the biggest nightmare and the most amazing thing all mashed together in one six-week-long tournament. I'll let you guys jump in here a second, but I just got to get some stuff out of my brainium right now.
Let it rip. Unleash.
Well, this is the biggest event in the world. They compare every day of the World Cup to a Super Bowl, where our whole country kind of comes to a stop and people that don't even care about the sport gather in people's homes and have food and blah, blah, blah. That is every day. So this World Cup is the first one to be co-hosted by three countries, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And boy, are there a lot of problems.
Tune in Fridays at 8:40 with DJ Dang for Football is Life. We're learning all about this year's World Cup. Here on People Powered KAXC.
I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots. New Orleans has a lot of festivals. Of course, the Jazz Fest is known worldwide. But there was once a homegrown tribute to the unsung heroes of rock and roll, R&B, and soul, led by the dedicated Dr. Ike and his Mystic Knights of the Mau Mau. The Ponderosa Stomp featured performances from Wanda Jackson to Syl Johnson and Barbara Lynn. And the name Ponderosa Stomp was inspired by blues man Lazy Lester. Let's take a trip to the Ponderosa Stomp, starting with Lazy Lester's harmonica on the tune of the same name. We'll be right back.
this is Lazy Lester, and you're listening to American Roots.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefootin'. To a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. Hey little girl with your red dress on, I bet you can barefoot all night long. Take off your shoes and throw them away. Come back and get them another day. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Everybody get barefooted. Take off your shoes. John Henry, he said to Sue, if I barefoot, would you barefoot too? Sue told John, I study stew. I was barefooting ever since I was two. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. We barefooting.
Traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
Well, now they call my baby Patty, but her real name was Linda Lou. Well, now they call my baby Patty, but her real name was Linda Lou. She's so fine, fair, and pretty, you never know what my baby's gonna do. My Linda Lou, when she goes to turn to look around. Well, now she'll give everybody the eye. You never know what my baby's gonna put down. Everybody always tell me I've got the cutest little girl in town. Because of that chick, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, tell me, what are you gonna do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said that we were through. Well, now if you ever leave me, you're gonna break my poor heart in two.
Texas, the black rockabilly artist Ray Sharp with his hit Linda Lou, 1959. And before that, Barefootin', the 1966 hit by New Orleans R&B singer Robert Parker with our old running buddy Deacon John on guitar. All three appeared at the 2009 Ponderosa Stomp at House of Blues here in New Orleans. The Stomp's been on hiatus since 2019.
Before we leave you, we remember a few legendary late New Orleanians and friends, including guitarist and singer Snooks Eaglin, who we'll hear in a few minutes, and Antoinette Cato, the widow of R&B singer, entertainer Ernie Cato. She ran the club named after his greatest hit, the Mother-in-Law Lounge. It's now run by Kermit Ruffins. Antoinette was a one-woman cultural, economic, social, and spiritual movement. We miss her so much, and I want to dedicate one of Ernie Cato's love songs to her memory, Antoinette Cato, That Certain Girl, on American Roots.
Until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
One day I wake up and say, just to have you, I'll be your slave. As I say, I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
Until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
I try time and time again. We end up as nothing but friends. As a certain chick I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
As a certain girl I've been after a long, long time. Until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. One day I wake up and say, just to have you, I'll be your slave. There's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
My name's Snooks Eaglin, folks, and I'm listening to American Roots, all right? Jam on the box, y'all.
I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. Can't find nowhere to get no greasy green. Creole gal, turn your damper down. Creole gal, turn your damper down. The pot is boiling, spilling on the ground. Pretty hair, great big beautiful eyes. Pretty hair, great big beautiful eyes. Make a country boy soon enough get wise. I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. All the Creole chicks eat them beans and green. Little Creole gal, turn your damper down. Creole gal, turn your damper down. The pretty brown hair, makes the clown lose his sound. I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. Everybody knows I get my greasy green. Pretty hair, great big beautiful eyes. Pretty hair, great big beautiful eyes. Make a country boy soon enough get wise.
Snook Sieglin, the beloved guitarist who passed away at age 73 on February 18th, 2009, singing a song written for him by the jazz archivist Dick Allen, I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. Snooks was recorded as a blind street singer and later did R&B for Imperial Records and more recently Blacktop Records. Maybe he was best loved in New Orleans for his monthly appearances at the Rockin' Bowl. Farewell to Snooks on American Roots.
Our program is produced at Tulane University School of Liberal Arts here in New Orleans. Special thanks to Stephen Smith and Kate Ellis of American Radio Works for recording my conversation with Bob French. Margaret Howes was contributing producer for our feature on jazz saxophonist Sonny Rollins. His interview was recorded by Jack Schloop. Our team back then included Maureen Loughran, Kari Maeyama, Jason Ryan, Lauren Callahan, and Jason Saul. The program was updated by Olivia Broslowski. Our presenting station is WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. American Roots is supported by the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. If you'd like to hear and support American Roots archives and programs and the 24/7 stream of all past shows from our website, you can find out how at AmericanRoutes.org. Until that time, I'm Nick Spitzer for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
KAXE's pick from 76 continues with Danger from the Jadu Sisters. Danger was the international debut from the Nigerian identical twins, one of the few female acts to break through the Nigerian music scene of the 1970s. The two blended Afro-funk, reggae, waka, and soul through blood harmonies. In this short six-song album, Danger delivers sharp social and political commentary and also marks the beginning of their collaboration with funk pioneer Biddy Wright. Songs like Amiibo challenge those in control, asking, "What have you done with your office of power, brother?" Other songs like Life's Gone Down Low bring it down with a hypnotic groove and harmonies in a minor key, while the politically charged and centerpiece to the album, Cashing In, pairs funky rhythms with biting observations about corruption and exploitation. 50 years later, Danger continues to be widely regarded as one of the greatest.
Coming up, it's the world.